What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the hello. Where's my main man B?
What up, y'all? Hey, man, y'all know something that's funny? This cat, I went to my man's house to pick up some turkey ribs. Them motherfuckers fired, by the way. I ain't no big turkey fan, but that shit was good. And you ever had your dude just opened up the door and just started laughing at me? I'm like, hey man, I can't get what's up. I'm like, dang. I ain't even finished walking up to the door. This dude opened the door laughing. I'm like,
hey, I'm sorry. Hey man, you know we boys and shit, man. Nigga, like, man, your hair, man, the shit look nice though. I'm like, damn, that nigga B got a motherfucking good head of hair. Yeah, that's acceptable to say. I'm like, damn, that nigga got a nice grade of hair. It looked like when Khabib would be fighting, and then afterwards he put that fucking thing on his head.
He's like, I thought you was wearing the Russian hat. I'm like, dang, man.
Yeah, man. I was like, nigga, I obviously, as you saw and smelled, because I still had on the same damn clothes, I was a little high. I just got done smoking. But I was, so maybe that's why I thought that shit was so funny.
I'm like, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I get I probably would have ended up on Prince basketball team on this Aquarius show.
Hey, you was wrong with Prince, man. Prince would have been like, you need to put a perm in your hair.
Right. You're like, no, I ain't doing that shit. I need my hair.
You need to perm it up. Listen to me.
He might be right, though, man. He ain't never go bald. And the dudes that was in his crew, Mickey J, what's his name? Mickey?
Morris Day?
Nah, the other dude that was on the basketball team, because he was the one telling the story, like what really happened when Prince, and they used to, he was like, yeah, we used to play basketball at night. You know, Chappelle had him on the show with the little long Jerry curls. He still got that motherfucker. Mickey Free or some shit like that.
You know, I think that was that nigga name. Wasn't he like in the band or something?
He was kind of in the band. He was, when I was listening to his interview. I might have to sign back up to YouTube Premium. Man, I'm getting, like, they trying to get you to sign up for that shit. Because all the commercials they hit, like, back to back to back to back to back.
Man, I've been on YouTube Premium since, like, I've been on YouTube Premium, honestly, for like a couple years, man. And when people was like, man, you stupid. I'm like, my biggest thing was I was able to, turn the screen off a couple of years ago. That was my biggest thing. Because I'm like, dude, some of this shit I ain't even looking at. I just need to just hear it while I'm working.
Yeah.
So I just turned it off, whatever. I'm like, cool. So I'm saving battery power that way. And then you can like download shit or whatever. If you got like shitty connection at work, which, you know, at work during that time, they was like throttling the Wi-Fi and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's the AT&T internet they're using.
Man.
I didn't even know that. They used the whole AT&T network. I was like, no wonder this shit ain't working.
Yeah, but you know, that's just kind of like, so they at least all the fiber and stuff from AT&T, you know, is just like AT&T be leasing our stuff, but then they go and tell their customers, be like, yeah, we can't put nothing in this area. This is all Charter area, but it's actually AT&T fiber. Charter just leased all their fiber. Oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Hey, they don't remember that name. That's old. That's a new name. Nah. Anyways.
Shit. TCI.
Yeah, man. It's, I forgot what the hell we was talking about before we got to the fiber stuff.
We talking about your hair.
The YouTube Premium, but yeah, I'll be watching a bunch of interviews on there. My old stuff, and I'd just be looking that shit up because I was like, did Prince really play basketball? Because I seen his high school photo on there. I think I sent it to y'all one day, like a long time ago.
Yeah, that nigga used to hoop, dog. That nigga was still hooping with the, even back then, he was hooping with the fucking perm.
Yeah, he had the perm and the J's and the little jar. I'm like, this dude 5'2". And then that's how I came up, that's how I ran up on that Mickey Free interview. He was talking about the whole shebang. They wouldn't even show. They'd be going to Prince's house to his party. They don't even show up to the party. They just go play basketball. I'm like, dang, him, Eddie Murphy, Charlie Murphy. was there. And so them stories legit. Okay, that's what's up. David Chappelle don't be playing around.
Dog, that's why I say, like during like the shit, what was that like? Probably like during like the 70s, 80s. During the 90s, we know, especially during the tail end of the 90s, and really the early part of the 2000s, nigga, them stories is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Them stories is like, man, I didn't see some of the stuff y'all young folks be doing because y'all always fucking posted it. I'm like, nigga, we had way more live parties than that, and wasn't nobody fucking getting killed.
Right. What y'all killing people for at the parties, man? Put the guns down. Fight.
Yeah, because they up in them, just, nigga, you know these niggas can't fight. That's the problem.
Somebody posted, like, it's like, man, these cats be out here 6'6", pushing 300 pounds, and then get hit with by 40. I'm like, see, y'all tripping. That's why y'all motherfuckers can't fight. That's why y'all be shooting today. Y'all scared.
Mm-hmm. Get that, you know, I mean, I support gun rights or whatever. I am a gun owner. However, comma, it's some people who, like, I think you need to have, like, an IQ test, a morality test, and you also need to kind of, like, have, like, a bravery test. Like, because some motherfuckers really just buy guns just so they can shoot people. Like, with the explicit purpose, like, if this, like, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker because he did X, Y, Z to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nigga, go fight him. Because I remember back in the day, as you do, B, people who couldn't fight, they just didn't say anything. They didn't say things that would get them to have to be in a fight.
Right. I'm like, nah, I ain't mess with that dude.
Yeah, damn, they would just go ahead and keep their damn mouth shut. But I think with the internet and stuff, everybody got internet muscles now. But then when somebody come run down on them, be like, what's up, then? Let's, you know, I just need 5 minutes with you. And after that, we gonna piece it up and we gonna go our separate ways. But they like, nah, fuck that. I ain't trying to get hit. I'm shooting.
Right. The UK, that's just like, man, there were some people in high school that was like bigger than us. Like, wait, I'm like, man, he probably don't find shit funny. And I ain't finna try to fight this. Because it'd be in my head. Because I was telling you about the dude that worked out at the gym. Me about the dude who was talking to me. He's like, yeah, Wayne, it's gonna have to be a whole weight. Something I'm gonna have to see. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we should be messing with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's it. When you gotta go in and do, if you gotta say, man, I'm gonna have to pull out my pistol and shoot this thing. Well, and don't mess with you. And make sure you you ain't gotta be a tough guy all the time, man. It ain't, what's tough about this situation?
I mean, and really, why do people want to be tough guys or whatever? Like, and they be tough guys about like some dumb shit. It ain't like being a tough guy, like, hey, man, fuck that. Like, somebody messing with my nigga or whatever, or somebody messing with my family, and you know that they ain't even like that, but you wouldn't do that shit to me.
Hey, nowadays, if somebody messes with one of my people, I'd be like, man, let's just walk away, because we going to whoop this motherfucker's ass, and he going to shoot us.
They going to get to shoot. Right.
Like, let him have it. Now, that's my mindset right now. I ain't even, like, I want to, I learned some new moves, and I'd be wanting to try them out, and I'm like, he probably going to shoot me.
You be wanting to try some new Krav Maga on him?
Yeah, man, be learning new stuff. I'd be like, oh, dang, you know, I've been watching Warrior and shit, and I've been pausing it. I'm like, oh, that motherfucking cold. You just, I want to try this. I might see somebody mess around and shoot. I'd be like, nah. Like back in the day, I'd have been fighting like a motherfucker. Now I'm just right. Like, he is shooting.
You only want to be bothered with this shit.
Detect will somebody else should listen. I'm like, let's just turn around. We can whoop his ass. And our minds, me and you both know we can whoop their ass, but he probably, as soon as I get beat up, he gonna pop up and start the blasting. He gonna walk back to the car. I mean, even if we whoop his ass, we gonna have to run.
Yep.
But we gotta,
I got a FedEx delivery. Hold up.
But y'all, I don't know. People just can't fight these days. They either can't fight, don't want to fight. They just looking for a reason to shoot you. And that shit just crazy.
Yeah. That shit, that shit brazy.
Yeah, definitely brazy. That's why I was like, damn, man. Like, I was telling the dude I work out with, Shane, I was like, we were talking about the jiu-jitsu people, because they was like, we're going to use the jiu-jitsu on the street. I'm like, how? You ain't finna choke nobody on the street. He might stab you. Okay, you use it.
Yeah, you okay, man. That shit sound good in theory.
You gonna have to body slam him hard on the ground. Ain't no grabbing nobody outside of this competition. Because I said, I told one of them cats before, I'm like, if you put him in a, if you put somebody in a chokehold or an arm, you either gonna have to like knock it like cold, or you gonna have to break their wrist, arm, or whatever, so they can't get back up. Because they ain't gonna do nothing but come back. They gonna gain conscious and shoot your ass. You gonna have to take that medical bill. You gonna have to pay for their medical bill. You gonna have to let them know. But like he said, he was like, man, the fights don't never end. Because he was like, if somebody knocked me out, every time I see you, it's home. Because I had to get my win. I was like, that's what I've been trying to tell people. The fight don't never end.
So you know what, though? I remember a day when the fight would end, though. But that was only when it was a dude who was playing, who was being a sucker, and he got handled like a sucker. And then he was like, all right, then, well, fuck it. I'm done with it. Like, dude shot me the first one. I got my ass kicked. I already know now. I'm not fucking with him no more. But there are times where, especially if you're a person who don't nobody fuck with, and you just a calm, mild-mannered person, and, you know, people just start fucking with you, yeah, you probably are going to be like, yeah, nigga, I see blood when I see that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers in high school used to fight and become friends after.
See, how you feel about that?
I don't know. I know one dude, I ain't going to describe nothing. He got beat up so bad, and G joined the Crips.
Damn! Hey, hold up. Wait a minute. I think I know you. Wait a minute. Hold up. I think I know, but I'm going to get you. You have to text it to me or something.
He became a hard up dude. I mean, he always, to me, I don't know why he got to, I don't know if he just got like into the mode where he just had to fight dude to prove something. I'm like, he ain't had to fight. I mean, he never done. He was cool. Me, I thought he's still cool. I was just saying, he just, you know, you start seeing people on Facebook, like, when they become this, like, gangster like this.
Yeah, unfortunately, we know a lot of them people.
One dude already knew he was in. He came into the school. I remember junior high school that was like that. Because he was boys with the, I can't say no names.
Please don't.
His best friend was the other light-skinned dude. They were both. He was a big Bone fan. We always talk about Bone and shit. This dude, this guy made me though. You remember when the Art of War came out? He burned that CD on the cassette for me. And I guess at the end of the cassette, this cat was just rapping.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
This guy was just rapping. I was like, he was in our class with Miss Franklin. He usually all against me. I don't know. You wasn't in our first semester. I think he was in our second semester, Miss Franklin's class. But he was in my first. I think he might have been in the second. But me, him, and I know you remember the. I can say his name, Tracy.
Yeah,
we all used to get in fucking trouble just laughing like nonstop. We ain't know Miss Franklin. We tested Miss Franklin gangster. And found out the hard
way. Shit, like everybody found out the hard way. Like, you literally just had to come in that class and shut the fuck up and just do your work and just hope that hour passed by real swiftly.
She said, I'm gonna call your mama. I'm like, and she opened up the door and the red phone was right there.
Yeah, she's like, you gonna get folk for show. I'm like, this motherfucker got a tagline. What kind of shit is this?
Like, dang. And she called my mama in class and I had to move seats. This time I said I couldn't sit next to them no more. I was like, dang, man.
My mama said I can't sit next to y'all no more.
Yeah, they be like that. And they're like, this shit, if I go back, I would. This was right now. The world.
Do you realize, man? Like, that was like, dare I say, I mean, I know we've had kids and stuff then and got married and everything, but that was like, I think, like the best time of our lives or whatever.
We don't realize it until now.
Dude, shit was so fucking simple, and the world was like, I mean, the world was still a scary place or whatever, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, you know, we were just like, well, fuck it, you know, I got my people or whatever, and if I don't do nothing fucked up to nobody, ain't nobody gonna do nothing fucked up to me.
Right.
But that ain't the way it is now.
The new issue, we hated school. I was like, why did I hate school back then?
Dude, I hated school so much. I couldn't wait to be out of school. And I'm like, nigga, this getting up and working for the man and shit, this is kind of soul crushing some days.
Right. I think me, I kept moving school. So I ain't never, like, I didn't think I'd have been like a few different schools. And I'm like, God dang. Uprooting.
You, I was like, well, that's you was moving schools all the way up, all the way up until junior high.
Sixth grade.
Okay. Yeah.
I got it. Oh, damn near got expelled. I think I spent from April to the end of the beginning of May until the end of the school year. In sixth grade. Because I had got back from being on what's that shit called? They kick you out and they're trying to determine if you can be expelled.
It was like a expulsion hearing or something.
Yeah, I was on that from November until May. Like, I had just got back into school. Mm-hmm. Then I got into a fight and it was like, you might have to repeat the sixth grade or something. Oh my God. And then they just put me on ISS for the remainder of the year. I think I was back in full class in like a whole week. I mean, I had a homework assignment while I was out. I turned them all in when I returned. Teacher graded them, or my mom was dropping them off.
Right.
I remember my mom was bad as hell when I got almost kicked out of school. She beat
me. Yeah, that shit normally don't go over well.
And I was on, man, that's the longest I've ever been on punishment. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't do nothing. But my Christmas, that whole, and springtime, I was in the house. Right. Not shit. I'm like, dang, after I got off of like being on punishment that summer, well, I was on punishment still, it remained in this because for getting suspended in ISS, but I was like, I ain't getting in trouble no more. I can't. Yeah, I felt like I was in prison or something, juvenile. Right. I think that's where they was actually going to put me, but.
Oh, shit.
Like, nope, getting in trouble. I ain't getting in trouble since then.
Hey, you know, we got an email.
Oh, we do?
I think this is from the email. I don't think it's been read yet. It was actually sent on New Year's Eve, but we missed the show. Yeah. All right. Well, let me go and read this shit. Fuck it. This is from Aaron. This is titled Real Old Town Player. Okay. Happy Holidays, crew. I'm just looking for the insult in here. Let me. Okay. Oh, okay. You just talking regular shit. So y'all talked about. So y'all talked about Too Short of E-40. Damn, that was a while ago. And I'm glad you spoke on what they brought to the game as someone who grew up in East Oakland and witnessed what Short was back in the day was inspiring. Okay. Aaron from out there on the West, dog. Okay, maybe that's how they joke.
They pronounce his name funny, Aaron. That's how they say it.
Hey, Aaron. We got Max holding down in Alabama. We got Aaron holding it down out there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And then Jasmine holding it down in Atlanta. Okay, it's making sense now. Hey man, for now when y'all email in telling us where y'all from. He said, I remember my older cousins would talk about him and Hammer going at it. Oh, yeah, some beef. Both of them share some blame. All right. Hammer basically came and changed. Hey, I stuck my teeth. I thought me and him, he talking about both of them sharing some blame. Nope.
Man, that's cold. You're hammering me. You gotta listen to his old stuff too before he became a pop star.
Too Short ain't never fuck with nobody but these hoes. Nope. he's a hammer, basically came in the game dissing everyone who including Short, but Short, like a lot of rappers, were jealous that Hammer had the crossover appeal and hated him for it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I do kind of agree with that because a lot of motherfuckers like started taking shots at Hammer once he blew up.
Right, like why didn't y'all take shots? I guess no, they didn't really hear it because the music didn't travel like it used to back then, unless the DJs played it.
Well, I do remember Hammer had that one song and video where he was talking about Run DMC, and in the video he even had like some Run DMC like lookalikes in there.
He dissed LL Cool J.
Yeah, they had a thing too. I mean, Hammer was a dissing motherfucker, so it ain't even like motherfuckers was like some of them beefs Hammer deserved. But I think like he ain't doing himself no favors doing that shit, and then he blew up, and when you think about it, like this, like the 80s, 90s, or whatever, like rap ain't mainstream, so you ain't even got like no real quote unquote rap superstar until you got MC Hammer. And it's just like, motherfuckers, like, nah, fuck that nigga. He sold out. And I'm like, nigga, did he really sell out, or did, you know, he just make some shit that white people just happen to like?
He making money, he found his niche, and like he made the Jerry Curl look cool back then, too.
And then on top of that, man, let's not forget the fact that it's still kind of like the same way now. White people are the one who really are the ones who really buy music and really streaming music. I know a lot of niggas who, if they do got a streaming account, it ain't a premium one, which a premium one gonna really pay you. But white people, like, they will play a fucking song out if they like it. They'll play that shit like 100 times a day.
Right. And you know what movie told you that? CB4.
CB4.
It's true.
It is true. It is true. And that's why, thanks for the email, Aaron. That was the only email we actually had. Hey, uptownentboys@gmail.com is the email. We'll put that in the show notes as well. Anyway, back to what we were saying. That's part of the reason why when people be getting mad about Eminem and stuff like that, be like, oh man, who the fuck, man, that's some payola shit. Who the fuck listen to Eminem? I don't know nobody listen to it. Nigga, white people listening to it.
Right, and me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I listen to it too or whatever, but you know, we on the outskirts of being black, let some people tell it. We still remember them days being called the weird black kids in not so certain terms.
Yeah, back then they just said it was white. Like, oh yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah. White people don't look at this. You're doing that white boy shit.
I'm like, how many white people you hang out with? None. How you know what I'm doing?
No, we just know that this ain't no nigga shit.
Everybody in my neighborhood, except a couple people, was black.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody in the surrounding, I don't even know what the white kids in my high school was doing. I only hung out with one or two of them.
Right.
Barely. They was on, they going to these parties and smoking weed shit. That's all I know.
I was hanging out with
like Terrell and stuff and playing video games, but I don't know what the white people was doing.
I don't. I will say this about, you know, about like me and my family, like specifically, I'm definitely probably like the whitest person in the family. If we want to go on ahead and be like, hey, by the shit that they be doing, I'm definitely like the whitest person in my family. Because on my dad's side, it's just like, hood niggas, just, you know what I'm saying? Hood, like, hood, the hood is some hood niggas. Like, I'm never leaving the hood. Fuck that county shit, cuz. You gotta come over here if you wanna see me, cuz I got warrants. I can't be coming out there. Yeah, and then, like, on my mom's side, they still hood niggas, but they country hood niggas. Like, down south hood niggas. So, it's just kinda like, when I go around or whatever, like, granted, I do have hood in me, but I would consider myself a hood person. I got hood tendencies at times.
Right. And I just, I'm like, some of y'all, I just feel like they would pretend it just to keep up. I'm like, see, you trying too hard. You about to slip. I ain't trying to slip, bro. I'm going to act the way I'm acting. No way I ain't got to think.
Oh, damn, I was acting like this the other day. I gotta keep it up. What kind of
it's
jeans?
Like, it's like remember which lie you told last.
Hey, I remember them dudes in school. Some of them had them fancy. They were stealing them clothes, and they had these other cats getting a job so they can wear them clothes. Mm. And he'd be like, man, how you affording this shit? Like, that's how you get the dope game.
or some of them cats who said they was stealing it or, you know, selling dope or whatever, their parents was actually buying them that shit. And they was just wanting to act like they was like, you know, wow. What is motherfuckers' fascinations with wanting to be criminals or just do shit that's against the law?
I don't even know.
Okay. This is about his best of time anyway. Speaking of against the law, you been watching the news lately?
Hold on. I thought we were still on music. Hang on, because I had some.
All right, go ahead. I thought we were talking about shit.
I thought that was leading to something. Because you mentioned Eminem. How you feel about this, the Snoop Dogg? It was a jab, but was it a diss?
What'd he say?
I can't believe I'm used to people dogging me, but not from my own camp. And I used to look up to you. You used to be a guy to me. Yeah. Oh, I spell God backwards. I spell dog backwards.
The way I see it is, I think it was a jab. It was a jab that kind of, I can't even say it was a lighthearted jab. It was a jab to the kind of like let them know, like, yeah, I heard that shit, and it ain't like I'm not going to address it. Like, I'm going to address it. And you know, whether you want to say, well, he could have had his Snoop up in private and shit like that, it's just kind of like, well, Snoop said his shit in public, so I'm gonna respond in kind.
And then M broke it down, and I guess, yeah, man. If y'all was just talk to each other, you go on there and it's the whole tone. And he just said, when he got to the end, he was like, I could live without his music. I'm like, dang, we supposed to be the same camp. You couldn't tell me this to my face type of thing. Okay. That's what M said in the interview.
But I don't think Snoop was like meaning it just like, yeah, that dude trash or whatever. Like M even said in the interview where he was like, as far as like, yeah, you putting like KRS-One and Rakim. That's why when Snoop first said, yeah, Eminem ain't in my top list of MCs. I'm like, but Snoop from a different era, so why y'all trying to manufacture a beef? Now, when he said that shit at the end, whatever, like, yeah, I can live without that shit. Maybe that was I kind of saw that's like a jab. I'm like, damn, dog, like, granted, and I just saw like that piece of the interview. I didn't see like what they asked him or anything. And maybe the interviewer was trying to like lead Snoop. And you know, Snoop was probably high, but there ain't no excuse though. Like, man, you still need to be aware of what you're saying.
Right. And then you know, and I hate some of the fans that just be making up shit. You know, who else they said he was beefing with. Bone. The fans tried to say he took jabs at Bone.
On that CD?
Yeah. But
the same one, the B side.
Yeah. So Busy Bone got on and did the end. That's how I found that song about the Crazy Bone. I sent them the message. I was like, man, this shit went hard. But Busy was like, man, let me decipher this because everybody hit my inbox saying Am took a jab at Bone. And I was like, well, Busy didn't even read the whole thing. He was like, we the same team. I ain't even going to trip off of it. It don't sound like he be on a whole nother level with his words, with the wordplay. So he probably not even dissing us. He probably just rapping.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. So he put the whole thing, you know how I am rap. He go through the whole storytelling and then he ended. He was like, he said something about, I got to look it up. Keep talking. I got to look at the lyrics. Because I was like, he didn't even diss them. He's saying he wants to smoke with somebody else.
You know what? While you doing that, I'll go ahead and hit my throwbacks. My throwback is Bone Adjacent. No, I don't think we had a show. When I came up with this one. So my throwback of the week is Crazy Bone, featuring E-40 and Gangsta Boo. We Starving. This This was off. I know I sent it to y'all in a group chat because I'm like, hey man, yeah, y'all. So I'm like, man, so this one right here, this is like, first of all, E-40, flawless verse to start off the song. And then this is kind of sentimental because this was post the 3-6 Mafia bone beef, because you remember they had a problem with each other back in the day, which was fan manufactured again. But this was kind of like, okay, Gangsta Boo doing a song with Crazy Bone, like, that's like, okay, that's nice. Yeah, that's like letting somebody know. This was, however, this was at the same time Gangsta Boo had fell out with DJ Paul and Juicy J. So basically, she only got like 8 bars on the song, and she's spending the whole 8 bars like, aha, y'all niggas mad I'm working with Crazy, but at least I'm getting paid now.
Dang, I remember that. He was beefing over some buddy, like all them groups. The only people that, well, even Bone had issues with money, but that was just Busy. So Busy was like the Ice Cube in the whole group. And he just knew something wasn't right. But I found the lyrics to that song.
Okay.
That's what this cat said. It's these demons. He's like, they bring my name up just to get ratings. It's like trying to choose between Busy, Lazy, or Wish against Crazy. Because I got a bone to pick. And Slim Shady will thug and harm any who attempted this Haley. That's all he says. But
that wasn't number wordplay. That wasn't nothing right. To be mad about or running and telling.
That's what they was like. They hit this inbox when I was looking at the comments. He was like, nah, he wasn't dissing you. He was just doing the wordplay all in the comment section. Like, that's why I said fans be. Like, that's why on social media, they can get in touch with you. They can reach out to these stars and, like, keep spamming their inbox with shit. And they look at it. I'm like, dang. They tried to get him because they was like, Wiz Khalifa dissed you too. So he had to break that down.
Wiz don't diss nobody.
They said, he trying to steal your song, man. He did, what was that, the bag of quarter O that he did on next Friday? When they were smoking the weed at the CD shop, and they was like, he was like, man, he said, Wiz always sampling our song. He cool. He a fan of Bone Thugs. It's just, it is what it is. So I was like, man, good thing Busy ain't crazy. Like,
no pun intended.
Fancy to start like looking for ways of it to be, man. Just break down the lyrics before you just start jumping into shit.
People just want to beef, man. That's all that. And it, it's been going on since the history of time with music or whatever. Like, people, especially black artists, like, that's why a lot of these black artists, like, in like the 80s and 90s, it used to have issues with each other. It wasn't the fact because of somebody did something, it was just the fact of like they got tired of like fans putting them against you, like, oh, they sound like you because we ain't had an internet. So, you know, when you did maybe encounter like some new music or something, you're like, oh damn, they sound like so-and-so. And motherfuckers immediately won't be like, oh yeah, they jock their style. Or maybe they just got the same inspiration from the same person.
Hey, that's music anyway. That's all they do. They all gonna sound like, oh, that person. They just taking shit like, nah, man.
Yeah. This motherfucker that stole my whole little style. Nigga, you stole your style. You got your style from somebody else too. So,
like, if it wasn't for them cats like the Temptations and whoever saying Choosy Lovers and all them, none of these cats would be singing in harmony.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm like, nah, y'all need to go ahead with that shit. Talking about somebody stole y'all shit. Like, nobody see, nigga, ain't shit original anymore. We all just copying off of somebody.
Right.
So get over it, nigga. That was just like when Auto-Tune came back out in like the early 2000s, and everybody like, because I think Wayne was like the first one to do it. They're like, oh, damn it. Then Kanye started doing it. It's like, oh, shit. Kanye stole Wayne's style. Nigga, have y'all not heard of like Roger Troutman? Hell, Teddy Riley was even doing that shit with Blackstreet.
You know what it is. Somebody gave him, put a name to it. And they was like, oh, Auto-Tune, that's new.
They weren't just calling the computer talking.
Right. Like, auto-tune. Like, no, nah, we heard that from was Zapp and Roger and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yep. Zapp. As far as I know, Zapp and Roger were like the first urban group to use it. But I think even before that, you had like Peter Frampton. He was using that shit.
Oh, man, that's one of these new cats in the music, man. They just fucked up the music game for everybody. And that's what I was telling
them. Let me think, they created everything.
And they listen to these legends, but I'm like, sometimes these legends be wrong. Like Ice Cube said, when Drake had that Views album that came out, and he was like, yeah, he ain't gonna be on top no more. I was like, wrong, because this motherfucker's streaming. He got one hit on that whole album that's gonna make it go platinum, and it's streaming. Over so many streams, and they playing it everywhere. Like that Kiki song, I'm like, they playing it everywhere. Even if the whole album sucked, it's still gonna be on the top charts because it's part of that album.
But I think with that, I don't think it was like Cube was kind of like wishing for like his downfall or whatever. I think Cube was just going off of like he was kind of going off of like history or whatever. It's like, dude, nobody stay on top forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm like, right now, I don't know because of streaming, man. It's kind of hard.
You ain't got these record companies and these radio stations and, you know, whatever media companies and commercials to basically telling you, this is the song your ass gonna like, because this is the song we gonna keep playing. It's like, now, we don't need all that. Like, we decide what the single is. Just release your shit, and we gonna decide which song we like.
Shit, that's what I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shit. All
right, D. We can hit the news. Yeah.
Man. Hey, dog. I bet it smelled like all motherfucking mayonnaise and lemon pledge up in that motherfucker.
It smelled like Post Malone concert. Is that what you're saying? Man, they was like, we started a revolution. Ooh, y'all had guns. I saw the police. That cop was like, y'all can't even come in here. Nobody can come in here. I'm like, y'all just stepped aside and let them walk through. What you mean they can't come in?
Nigga, open up the doors for some of them. But yeah. Like, here you go. Somebody that me and you both know, he said, man, I'm seeing a reaction that these, you know, basically this fucking angry mob is getting, and they getting like almost a red carpet treatment, and people being so like lenient with them and handling them with kid gloves. I think the only time I saw somebody actually do something to one of them was this black DC officer or whatever, where this white woman put her hand all up in her face or whatever. She didn't touch her, but she was like close enough and she was waving her face. Man, that woman just looked at her, squared up, and just yocked her ass, dog. Man, that woman knows was bloody as shit.
Yeah.
And then, but he was saying that, man, I see this reaction versus the reaction that we get, that Black Lives Matter gets, and it just tells me that America is terrified of black people. Which, on one hand, yes, they are. I think America is terrified of black people in terms of like they don't want black people to vote because they see what happens when black people turn out to vote, or just any minority group, when minorities turn out in droves to vote. But I still go with the fact of America ain't scared of black people, because if they were scared of black people, they wouldn't go out of their way to antagonize them like they do, like what they were doing all last summer with the Black Lives Matter rallies and protests. America's scared of them motherfucking white people who were storming the Capitol. I say that because we've seen it everywhere. We've seen it on like these Indian reservations and shit. Hell, we see it on social media. It's been countless videos of white people like literally fighting with the police, like squaring up and fighting with the police, and they be whooping the police ass. The police don't never pull out their gun, taser. They don't even pull out the fucking billy club. They don't even mace these motherfuckers. I saw a damn white dude, a drunk white dude, beat the cop ass and then get in the cop's car and drive off. And the cop did not even shoot at that motherfucker. He just like, yeah, I'm going to need some backup. They done stole my car. America's scared of them people.
I guess we just easily controlled.
Yeah, America's scared of them people because man, you see, man, like, hey, perfect time, perfect thing, dog. We was tied in and didn't even know. At the beginning of the show, when we was talking about, you know, hey, If you were scarier, you couldn't fight. You just shut the fuck up. Or if you knew you didn't want to fight that motherfucker, you just tried to never run afoul of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And we got this fucking cheesy poof colored motherfucker trying to play big, bad, tough guy, whatever. Like, right, I'm going to march with y'all. That nigga went the opposite motherfucking way and got in his damn car and left.
Let them hang. And he did that a couple times. He let them do what they did. That's why Twitter was like, you incite violence. You didn't even show up with him.
He gets these motherfuckers so damn lathered up and then be like, I did. Well, shit, I've done my job. Let me get the fuck up out of here. Let me go ahead and see what them Rangers looking like at Mar-a-Lago.
Man. That whole thing was just like one big shit show. Like, man, our country just look even worse. Like, both sides just crazy. Like, I don't know, man.
I you know what? I'm really
like one person died that day.
Well, the police officer died too. I think. Yeah, the police officer died.
How the police here for? What happened with the police officer?
Man, they said he died from injuries suffered during them storming the Capitol. So I think they just beat his ass. But they trying to be careful about not saying it until I guess they arrest the people who did it. Right. We know if it was us.
We'd be all plastered on TV.
Nigga, ain't no motherfucking innocent till proven guilty. Like, well, we gotta say a legend with them. Nah, you see this nigga right here? Pull up a picture of you on Facebook flipping the fucking bird or some shit. Cause you see this nigga right here? He did it. I don't give a fuck what the law say. He did it.
Right. When we see the whole video, that's what they saying now.
Oh, just shit. Yeah, man.
What happened? I'm like, here we go.
This may have been taken out of context. Dude, I've seen these motherfuckers ain't talking about the officer that they killed. They talking more about they damn homegirl who got shot up trying to get through that damn window. They more, oh my God, she was a proud patriot. And what the fuck? Nigga, she was breaking and entering. That's what the fuck happened.
And they told her not to. That's a federal building. They had a right to shoot. I thought maybe it's just us. They had a right to shoot.
Nigga, they should have shot all the motherfuckers. When I see them damn cops running this shit, I'm like, hey, y'all ain't got no gun? Dude, I would have had at least fire. I would have probably fired one shot in the air just to get everybody calmed down. I'm like, look, y'all might whoop my ass, but I'm about to headshot a couple of y'all motherfuckers because now I am in fear of my life. Yeah, that's the excuse y'all always use when it comes to shooting black people.
I would have, if I was in there, if I had to, that's why I would have keep me a saw. I would have pulled out a saw in there. It just mowed them all.
Right, come on, you motherfuckers.
I'd have put that mug up on the table and just.
No. I couldn't even imagine the outcry that shit will be if this was actually Antifa who did that shit, like they trying to say Antifa was doing it, it wasn't. Or if this was Black Lives Matter doing it. But see, the thing about it is that.
Who the fuck is Antifa, man? Because they get blamed for it. I don't even know, like, what they showed up to. When did they start? I don't know the history behind Antifa. They just seem like a name that they get yelled out.
Antifa is, I think they're an anti-fascist group. So, basically, they are anti-Trump group because Trump is a fascist. They're an anti-fascist group, and they for, like, human rights and, you know what I'm saying, like, to, you know, treat everybody equally and stuff like that or whatever. But my thing about this is, the groups on the left or the groups on Democrat sides, they may talk that shit, but they like, yeah, we ain't gonna actually go and do nothing though. But because it's only these crazy whack job ass Republican groups, these conservative groups that go and do shit like this or whatever, because they honestly be like, nope, this my fucking country and I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. And if some cops try to stop me, then I guess it's just gonna be some cops being dead.
And they can get away with it.
They'll get away with it. And then still had a nerve when it's a officer involved shooting with somebody black, come out and be like, nah, Blue Lives Matter, police got a hard job. Nigga, yeah, we saw they had a hard job dealing with your ass trying to corral you a couple weeks ago. But this whole Blue Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter. It never had anything to do with the police, though. It never had anything to do with the police. It's just like, hey, these niggas getting a little bit too uppity, thinking that they got a place in my fucking country and thinking that they got some rights in my fucking country. So fuck that Blue Lives Matter, because y'all need to keep these motherfucking black people down and controlled.
Mm-hmm. They know that's not going to happen.
No,
They focused on one thing, and on the other, the back end side, moves are being made. I feel like the protest was just somebody in the background was like, yeah, let these motherfuckers protest and let's just go ahead and plan accordingly while the Senate dealing with these protests, but they ain't deal with the other ones. We just gonna sneak in and go ahead and vote these motherfuckers out while they not paying attention.
Exactly. Which that's the way you supposed to fucking do, though. You supposed to go in and your voice should be your protest. Your vote should be the way that you riot. But these motherfuckers doing the shit, man, they went far and above beyond what they was talking, what they swarping down we was doing 4 years ago, well, 5 years ago with Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know
nobody do no shit like that.
Because the dude at the Capitol was yelling, our freedom is being taken away. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm confused. Like, what freedom? I'm like, y'all been free your whole lives. Like, on down the chain. I'm confused. You've not been oppressed.
Nope. It's if you want to be oppressed, don't
it? Why do you... Freedom.
They want to be oppressed so bad.
Like, you can't... It's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the people that feel oppressed don't want to be out in the public like that. They just want to be free and have equal rights. When you already had equal rights, now you feeling like your rights are being no rights is being taken away. It's just trying to be made fairly for everybody. But I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe they trying to take the rights away from that group and send it to another group. I don't know how that's possible, but so they fighting. I'm like, y'all probably all CEOs of some kind of company or a manager at a company, and you fighting for what?
You did. There were a few people in the crowd. They are now seeing that they identified because these motherfuckers showed up with their work badges still on.
Yeah. You still got a job. What are you doing there? What revolution are you fighting? Did your job tell you something that I don't know?
Exactly. So it's just kind of like, dude, what the fuck? These motherfuckers really are believing that lie that these black people are going to take over. These brown people are going to come and take all your jobs. These Asians and Jews and Arabs are going to come and they're going to move you out of your neighborhood and they're going to send you to the ghetto.
Ain't none of that about to happen. Oh, man.
Dude, if you're white in America, you still pretty much got it. You still pretty much got it good, no matter who the fucking president is.
Like, nobody's going to move in. They don't want to come to this country. I'm telling you, they good where they at. It's the refugees that may want to come over. They just want a job. I don't even think they worried about. They'll probably work for $10 an hour and make it. They're not trying to move. They on a come up, rise, or whatever, then they working hard. But if you keep pushing them, that's how people get in the drug game, man, because they can't get a job. They're just being held back every time they try to move up. They get pushed back down. Like, okay, I ain't doing this no more.
That's how they do something crazy. Like, I'm about to walk into this motherfucking populated fucking Trump rally or whatever, and just blow some shit up.
Like that dude in what state was that in? He blew up that building in his RV.
Was that in Tennessee?
I can't remember. I don't nobody know why he did that shit. I'm afraid to go to buildings because of this shit. I'm like, man, see, that's that bullshit.
Right, man. It's crazy, dude. And I'm just like, y'all motherfuckers did this. I listened to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, and they made a good point because they were like, y'all motherfuckers did this after another white person won. Granted, it wasn't the white person you wanted to win, but he's still an old white man, and y'all flipped out about that shit.
Because they think so he's going out.
Just imagine if another minority would have had won.
Did they do all this when Obama became president? I don't remember like being it. I know I remember like they had like nooses and stuff around his neck and posting all that violent stuff.
But that wasn't even until like I think that was like midway through his first term, or maybe at the end of his first term, when you start seeing a bunch of racist shit get posted.
Yeah, I'm like, man, y'all really love Trump that much?
Mm-hmm. Like, we reached the point where for a lot of the country, and usually, you know, I mean, I know Democrats, I'm sure Democrats probably got to do it, but we see a prominent leak on the Republican side where with people like Trump, people like Josh Hawley now, who was from our state of Missouri or whatever, that fucked hard, people like him, and they just like, they treat these people like celebrities. It's like, no, these motherfuckers are civil servants. Like, they work for us. They ain't no fucking celebrity. Ain't nobody fucking worshiping them and just hanging. No, if the motherfucker lie, the motherfucker lie, and we need to hold them accountable.
You're right. Worship them, man. Kiss my ass. We pay taxes in this motherfucker. That's how we feel about the police, man. We pay taxes for them.
If you don't like who the president is, then you can leave.
All right, where am I going to go?
Exactly. Oh,
well, I can say the same thing now. Oh, you don't like the president? Well, what you tell me to do, leave. You can leave.
Right. You was talking all that big shit a few years ago or whatever, like telling me that shit or whatever. So, yeah, take your own advice.
So all them news anchor people who thought Trump was going to make it to the A turn, they trying to get rid of them cats. I said, oh. See, I don't care who the president. It could be Democrat. I'm not worshiping no fucking president like that. Because you can see, they made example of these Trump people in the workplace. Yeah. Like, they made example of them, no other Republicans.
You like, should not have blind loyalty to anybody.
Right. Like, y'all, see where he left y'all hanging. He still got money, I guess. But he left y'all hanging. And now y'all apparently he said what he come out, y'all was fighting for this dude. He was telling y'all to fight the system and the voting process, and now he showed up saying, I apologize. Biden will be a smooth transaction or whatever to presidency and all this other. I'm like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes. And everybody on the news panel and whatnot saying the voting fraud and all this other stuff. Now they about to fire y'all ass. You should just keep it.
Which I'm like, dude, all of y'all motherfuckers knew that shit was a fucking lie. After he lost the election, why didn't all these Republicans just say, yeah, look, though, like, are y'all really that scared of him and his people?
Somebody ain't scared because they just put him all on blast and ain't no repercussions. He's still the president. So I'm like, man, I ain't doing that. I don't care who. I ain't even a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just like, y'all, don't be in love with the president like that, man.
Hell no, because that motherfucker gonna make mistakes and you need to be able to you need to take your fucking bear goggles off and acknowledge, nah, this motherfucker fucked up, and let him go. Like, shit,
they were in love. Like, these men were in love with Trump. The women was in love with Trump. I'm like, I don't think anybody, people liked Obama, but wasn't nobody like infatuated with them, dude.
I do know a few sisters who was talking about they wanted to fuck him, if that counts.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know, any black man who relatively decent looking and he got some position of power, it's gonna be a group of sisters, motherfuckers sitting up in a beauty shop somewhere talking about, you know who I wanna fuck? That nigga.
I can get some money about him. That's all they. That's what they.
Yeah, right. Yeah. or it'd be that one chick. It'd be that one chick in there who really like fucking a lot. She would be like, I think he just got some good dick. not that I'm shaming women who like to have sex. I love women who like to have sex, especially the ones who like to have sex with me. Respectfully. Let me put this ring back on my finger. Psych, I ain't never taken off. Love you, baby. Anyway. Nigga, talk about something else, shit.
I thought you were going to keep going.
Nah, nigga. Hey, man, you a horrible friend, nigga. You don't let me see her just flounder.
No, I was just saying. I was trying to figure out where it was going. I was like, okay, talk your shit.
Oh man, go ahead.
You know, the sports is sports. Coach, last
I ain't really been paying no attention. Man. I know the NFL playoffs started yesterday, I think.
They started the playoffs already? I thought they were just playing.
Nigga,
you said NFL. I'm tripping.
I was on the NBA.
Yeah, I was like, they just started. Yeah. So the Colts lost to the Bills.
Damn.
Bad coaching, but yeah, it is what it is. I just want to see the Steelers get completely knocked out.
You don't like them niggas.
I hope he listening too. I hope the Steelers lose. Getting
you
murdered.
Like you don't like y'all like them, and y'all like they fans.
The fans.
That's usually what it all usually boiled down to was the fans.
The Chiefs fans ain't even like that, man. They, you know, won a Super Bowl. They happy they won a Super Bowl. They got a good quarterback that's putting up numbers and doing shit. And people mad at that. Like, for real, they don't like the Chiefs fans because they won that Super Bowl. I'm like, okay. And that's their first, like, come on. How you going to be mad at some fans because they happy they team? Well, there's some diehard Chiefs fans, but they ain't nowhere near on Facebook capping like these Steelers fans. I don't see none of the Chiefs fans I know on Facebook talking like big shit like that. The Steelers fans, they just mad. I'm like, oh god, y'all the worst,
man. I kind of go back and forth with the Steelers sometimes, man, because I'm like, man, of course, black head coach Mike Tomlin, so I'm always gonna support, you know, anybody black in a prominent position that they don't let us be in sports. But then I'd be like, damn, I want Mike Tomlin to do good. But then I'd be like, I really don't fuck with the Steelers anyway because Ben Roethlisberger, the motherfucking quarterback, and mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger be on that bullshit, man. He be on that bullshit. And he actually said some shit a year or two ago about, like, you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that that wasn't very flattering. And I'm like, nigga, you got your motherfucking... He was talking about the protests, basically, the kneeling and stuff. He's like, you just don't disrespect a flag like that. And I just think that it's, like, stupid. And I wouldn't tolerate nobody doing it on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm like, nigga, you didn't got fucking hit for rape more than fucking... Hit with more rape allegations than Bill Cosby. You got some motherfucking nerve to be trying to take the moral high ground on anything.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Anything. I'm like, this motherfucker here. I'm like, motherfucker's like, oh, well, you know, motherfucker's like, well, ain't you proven guilty in a court of law? Nigga, nope, because I seen the way that y'all go after these black celebrities every time. And don't get me wrong, hey, they probably did it. I don't know. But this nigga got hit with just as many allegations, too. Look at him. Spread the love.
Right, we know R. Kelly did it. I guess Bill Cosby.
Oh, shit. We only know that because of that fucking tape. It is. y'all was wrong for watching that tape, by the way, because I ain't watched the tape, but y'all was wrong for watching it.
I ain't know what tape y'all talking about.
You know, so some people, I heard there was a tape going around where he was having sex with an underage girl, and I just want to let y'all know, because I ain't watch it, but if y'all watch it, y'all kind of are accomplices to fucking kiddie porn. I'm just saying, that's it.
Yeah, you know, I know them folks, so, you know what's crazy, though? Because, you know, working at GameStop, you just see, like all the different, like, police officers and the type of security and stuff that they have. Like, when the meth heads was going into Walmart stealing them controllers and bringing them to GameStop, Walmart, they called the cops. They showed up to the GameStop, confiscated them controllers, and then looking for the people. I'm like, that was quick to the motherfucker, okay? And then I had this one girl, she walked in, she had the outfit on, and she was talking. She was just buying, like, handheld games because she was sitting in the surveillance van. I was like, surveillance van? They monitor, like, the internet. Like, literally, like, not, like, for, like, violence or anything, like, for child porn. That's what they looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh. Oh, you catching people. But you out here, though. Something ain't right. I like it's a, yeah. So watch what y'all searching on the internet, man.
Mm-hmm.
You be sitting outside in the surveillance vans, dog. Just, I'm like, that's crazy.
And then on top of that, dude, you gotta be a real sick person. Like, what about a damn kid is attractive to you? As a grown ass adult, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. That's kind of like, creepy.
That's really creepy. I'm like, nigga, do you must not got no kids? Because I don't want to be around no fucking kids. I'd be like, God damn, I want to play with a piece. Get these kids away from me. And you going out trying to date them. What the fuck?
Right, and these kids can't do nothing. Like, that's why I'm like cell phones for these kids nowadays. Because I know you got your son, you got to tell him, like, don't be getting no pictures, don't be receiving no pictures, don't be sending no pictures. Because what is that classified as? Child pornography. That's why I was like, these kids in these cell phones, man, they're going to get in trouble, man, because these parents ain't playing. Like, I think it happened to, I was watching it on TV where the daughter was sending the naked pictures to the black dude, and the parents find out, and they press charges against her. I was like, see? That's yes. That bullshit, man. You get in fucking trouble.
Yes. Dare I say deservedly so.
So I was like, I know your son, I was like, it's done the temptation there, but it's like, look, no, don't do it.
Dude, I swear, every few days I had that talk, and then I'd be going through a cell phone, so I'd be like, man, I want to make sure you're doing what I'm telling you to do.
Right, I'm not just,
I don't want them kind of problems, man.
Because you're right, I can't save you from going to jail. They gonna put you somewhere. Nope. They gonna put you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we ain't had that back then.
Oh, dude, it would have been so many people who would have got in trouble. I would have probably got in trouble. I ain't gonna front. Because I would have did some stupid shit.
Right, these people that for Zumwalt South, I think this was like 2002 or 2003 when the video, they put the video on the phone, the video phones that came out, and they did a whole little sex thing, and they got busted, jail time, man, I think, expelled from school. I'm like, whew. I think anybody with no guidance, because you know the parents don't know nothing about that. Back then, we do because we grew up with this shit now. But back then, yeah, you off. Like, these naked pictures can't get me in trouble. I'm finna send them.
It was, I think, because I really didn't start texting. Like, I mean, I would text, but, you know, it was harder for us to text, especially with, like, our first cell phones in, like, the early 2000s because you had to go through the cycle of letters and shit. So I know people weren't really feeling texting like that, unless you had like a sidekick or some shit like that. But I think I remember I got my first smartphone. It was like one of like the early like Samsungs that still had the QWERTY keyboard on it.
Yeah.
And you know, I was messing with that. And no, I'm sorry. Then I upgraded and got a BlackBerry. Nigga, BlackBerry was the most amazing thing in the world at the time or whatever with the BB Mobile or whatever. You could have like instant IM conversations with people. It wasn't until I got that phone that I started like taking pictures and sending them. Nigga, I said, and this was like 2009, probably. Man, I sent so many motherfucking dick pics. I'm like, I'm so goddamn glad. I would get like chicks numbers and then just send them a dick pic as I was walking away. Nigga, I'm so motherfucking glad. That's why I was like, nigga, and at this point, I'm a fucking adult or whatever. Like, I'm in my early 20s, but it's just like, I don't know what to do with all this fucking technology. You know what I'm saying? This is like early fun of it. I'm like, so I can imagine how fucking ignorant I would have been with that shit as a fucking teenager.
Hey, we had to hit the excuse like, that ain't mine. Ain't that your phone number? So
somebody stole my phone. Man, so I be trying to, I tell my son all the time, whatever. I'm like, look, man, I couldn't imagine what it's like to be you and just growing up with all this shit that's already here. And it ain't even like, it's even like the sucky shit. Like, you getting good shit. You getting the good technology. I cannot imagine having all this access to, Because even back then, we couldn't get on the internet with our phones for real. We could send pictures and receive them. But we couldn't get on the internet with our phones. Then when you thought to be able to get on the internet with your phones, nigga, then you talking about being able to watch porn on your phone with no worries in the world.
Intro.
Sheesh.
And we just like, hey, you see what this chick did in this? Like, oh, shit. Yeah, good.
Man, I remember when I first got introduced to YouTube, and especially back in our day, shit, 18, 19? No, we might have been, we was in our 20s. For real, when YouTube got popping.
Yeah, 2005 is when it jumped off.
Yeah, so we in our 20s or whatever, sending each other videos and shit, like, yo, you see, man, all the motherfucking fight videos on there.
Yeah.
And then, dude, you could actually get porn off on YouTube back in the day.
Before they got the content blocking all this shit.
Yeah. YouTube used to be the fucking wild, wild west. Yeah. Alright. You want to hit movies and television?
Yeah, ain't nothing. I've been trying to watch Warrior, but man, why don't I watch them little fucking movies, man, or a TV show? I gotta have space. I gotta be by myself because I be trying to move and shit. Because I be rewinding it. It's taking me forever to get through that shit. Because I was like, what did this motherfucker just do? And I be rewinding it. So I'm watching that. That's on HBO Max. I ain't really watching nothing else. So HBO Max ain't really dropping nothing new. I'm waiting for the Justice League cut to drop.
So when is that supposed to drop?
I think March.
Okay.
People keep making fun of. I'm like, man, just wait till this shit come out. God, dog, man. So negative.
I mean, they still gonna make fun of it. So, you know, with certain people, I just kind of like give up.
Yeah, I be putting them groups on mute. I ain't even really. I'm like, man, y'all just.
Y'all, I got it.
Yeah.
Have I really been watching? I did start up. I started up Stargirl. I got like three episodes in, and I started doing. I had to go do something else, so I picked it back up.
Think about the first. The shit wild.
It is. It got popping real fast. I like the effects on there. I think it's a really good like TV show. It's a fun TV show. I think it definitely, because don't they come on the CW?
So I think it did, but it was also on HBO Max. But I think HBO Max, I felt like HBO Max was uncut. I didn't watch it on CW though. Like, I was like, they couldn't have aired this on CW.
like to how violent that shit was. Like, ain't none of them other. I don't think any was any other DC shows that violent. Because them villains was off the chain.
I don't think so.
I like. So I know they said season two is exclusively gonna be on CW first.
Until like the full season is over, then they're gonna drop it on HBO Max.
That's probably when I'm gonna watch it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Cause I like how they did Grundy in there. I was like, man, he a little bit too big, but he like a Hulk. He like the same size as a fucking Hulk in that shit. I know you saw him at the beginning. Icicle, man, that dude cold. Well, no pun intended, but yeah.
I was like, please don't do it.
That dude, yeah, man, you ain't get too far though, but
yeah. I mean, so far I like what I see. But man, if you looking for a new show, man, it's this show on Showtime called Your Honor. It's on Brian.
Yeah, I know exactly. I've been wanting to watch that.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna go ahead and just tell you now. I'm not gonna get nothing away, but don't it, man. Whatever you think you know about this show from episode to episode, nigga, throw it out the window because they be fucking taking so many goddamn turns. I'm getting dizzy, but it's good though. They're good turns. It wasn't this episode. Well, I think it was like two or three episodes ago. Something really pivotal happened. The episode already started off fucked up, and then it ended even more fucked up to the point where I was sitting there like, well, goddamn, how the fuck am I supposed to go to sleep after watching that shit?
Oh, yeah, I need to watch it. I've been wanting to watch it. I didn't know it was on Showtime. I thought it looked like an HBO show.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give you like just a synopsis, and again, this ain't giving nothing away or whatever. It happens really relatively fast. Bryan Cranston is a judge in Louisiana. I want to say New Orleans. It might be New Orleans, but it's somewhere in Louisiana. He's a judge, and you know he's a pretty good guy or whatever. Like you know, there was one instance in the very first episode, one of the first scenes, where he's in court and this cop is in there basically lying about like, I saw the woman flush drugs down the toilet. And then Bryan Cranston like, wait a minute, she live over in so-and-so neighborhood. Yeah, she do. All of those are shotgun houses. You know, a shotgun house, you can see straight through from the door to the back door. You can see straight through. No obstructions or anything. It's just one big long hallway. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so you got like a telescope neck or something? Because how the hell you were standing in the front door, but you saw her flush drugs down the toilet? He like, well, I saw her. And then he like, hey, look, don't be coming up in my courtroom fucking lying to me. Case dismissed. Hey. So we see that. And then like his son ends up getting into a car accident where he ends up hitting somebody. And basically, the rest of the show is about them trying to cover this shit up. And they got many different ways about how they try to cover up. The shit riveted, dog. I can't wait to watch today's episode.
How many episodes in?
I want to say four episodes in.
I'm going to try to burn through Power so I can get to the Book of Power.
Nigga, fuck Power, nigga. Watch this.
But it lead up, because it's a spoiler alert, ain't it?
What's a spoiler alert?
I ain't finished like all the Power though.
Wait a minute. Are you still on the first Power?
Yeah.
Oh well, shit, nigga. You might as well go throw that in the bushes, nigga. I mean, you can watch it if you want to, but I would say put Power on hold. You done waited this damn long. You can watch Power, then you can watch Book Two with his, you know, with his stupid ass son. And then, but you know what I'm saying? But still, though, nigga, I'm telling you, dog. I think you should put Power on hold and watch this, and then go back to Power while you're waiting for new episodes to come back out.
Well, cause I'm on the part where you know I'm on the season after the daughter got shot up.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the beginning of that season when they had the funeral.
It was Tariq's fault.
Yeah, sure was.
Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, he made me mad at this point, man. I'm like, you got your sister? Mm.
Got got your sister killed, and this nigga ain't taking no kind of responsibility for it. It's like making that stupid ass, ugly ass face and shit, poking the motherfucking lips out. Nigga, I wanted to fucking reach that damn TV and grab his lips like they did fucking Daffy Duck's beak and just pull the motherfuckers and slingshot him back into his face.
Oh, hell no.
Poking the motherfuckers. Nigga, that's why I'm like, man, fuck, hey, Your Honor is a way better show. And it's actually, I would dare say, it's actually kind of believable, even with the wild shit. If you sit back and you be like, damn, that shit actually really does happen like that in real life, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna see no shit like two niggas fighting up in a damn burning building, and then one of the niggas get shot and knocked out, and get shot multiple times, then get handcuffed to some shit. The next thing you know, a few episodes later, this nigga showing up out of nowhere with his hand burned. And that's all.
Damn. Yeah, I'm about to check that. Did you finish Cobra Kai?
Yes, I did. Yes, sir. What you think about it?
That shit wild, man. I can't wait to season 4. Shit.
Okay.
You know, I was turned up when they threw that little dude through the window at a house, yes. And then they all started brawling. When he threw the dude to the window, I stood. I said, "Oh shit!" They threw his little ass. They don't hold back on that show, man. It is what it is.
They gonna go with it, dude. They somehow, some way, even in current day, captured the essence of and how epic those fight scenes were, like in the Karate Kid movies. Because it was just like, dude, you felt like some shit was on the line watching Cobra Kai. Like, I'm rooting for these niggas. Like, yeah, beat their ass. Come on, Miguel. Fight back.
Right. Yeah. I was on Cobra Kai side. I was like, damn, was I always a fan of Cobra Kai? Or is it just the show got me? Did they swap sides?
Well,
I think I low key like Johnny, but I felt like I shouldn't have liked him.
Yeah, and that was the thing though, because really, if we being honest, because I did go back and watch that first Karate Kid movie, because I was like, hold up, man, I was feeling the same way you was. I was like, man, hold up, hey man, Johnny was not the fucking villain. It was fucking Daniel who was the goddamn villain, because Daniel was the new fucking kid in town, came in being a fucking wise ass, talking shit to people, kept fucking with Johnny girl after Johnny was giving him pass after pass on this shit, and kept fucking with her.
You know they said that in the show, when they were in that, remember the court scene, they were trying to get the tournament back on, and that dude was like, they said, or no, it was at the beginning of the first episode, they said, you were the bully. Mm-hmm. They had that PTA beat. I was like,
he was a fucking bully when you look at it, because I'm like, nah, man, like Johnny kept on giving that dude pass after pass or whatever. Like, but he just kept on fucking with that dude girl, and Johnny like, see, now I gotta put hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we breaking it down, Miyagi didn't like Kreese because Kreese was giving him flashbacks of that war when, his kid had died when he was at war.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting mad about that, projecting all that shit on Kreese. Don't get me wrong, Kreese a fucking asshole. He a piece of shit.
I ain't like him.
It's some stuff that, like, it's like, come on, dog. What the fuck you getting mad at him about that for? He ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Yeah, he beat Chris ass in the second movie and the third one. Now we know why Chris is a psychopath, though.
That's what I was gonna say. I do like the way that they filled in Chris' story, and it made me kind of feel sorry for Chris, because I'm like, damn, like he ain't choose to be like that.
Man, Johnny, I feel like Johnny be holding back with his fighting. Like the when him and Danielson was fighting in that garage, and then he come out Kreese, he was whooping his ass. I was like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. So do you you know what I would like to see in season 4? I'd like to see them do a little bit more filling in of Johnny's story, do like some flashback scenes of Johnny from post the tournament until present day. To kind of like show like how hard of a time Johnny literally had it post that tournament, when he literally lost everything and his life hadn't even began yet.
Right. We feel like we know why he was an ass. It was partly because his stepdad and Kreese.
Yeah.
Kreese molding people, man. He knows how to get to them. And that's what Johnny realized.
He did, but I'm happy I was right, because I saw it coming. My nigga Hawk. My nigga Hulk did that Hulk Hogan face turn.
He sure did.
Cause I saw it. I was like, come on, Hulk, do it. They need you, man. With them niggas over there fucking up Dimitri, and they're like, yeah, Hulk, free shot. And I was like, nah, man, don't do my man Dimitri like that again. That nigga Hulk can't fly like a fucking Hulk. That nigga can't fly in here. So he's like, look, man, I'm sorry. You want to help me win this thing or not?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. I knew they was gonna rush something. I'm like, something had to be rushing this because they was taking their time with everything else in 30 fucking minutes. I'm like, how y'all doing all shit in 30 minutes?
The one thing I did not like about that whole like little scene with them fighting at the house and shit like that, I didn't like how the nigga, him and Hulk and Dimitri, they like fucking Batman and Robin beating motherfuckers. They doing them tag team moves, they back to back and shit.
Yeah.
Hey man. Miguel over there getting his fucking kidneys annihilated. And them motherfuckers over there high-fiving and shit like, yeah, man, yeah, we a team. I'm like, nigga, somebody gonna help Miguel. But
right.
I understand. I understand, though, like, they had to give Miguel his time in the sun, too.
I knew once old boy was joining that team, Hawk was gonna leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, they in trouble now. He ain't got nobody, but what the fuck is his son's name?
I forget that little ass wife's name. Did they? I might have missed something. Did they make it clear that last time I remember seeing him, he was knocked out in that dojo?
Yeah, he went grease. He woke up. He was like, "Get out of here, both of you!" When they whooped his ass, how you gonna stay with the dude that got his ass beat by Daniel's son and your dad, 1-on-1?
Well, right, it wasn't nobody jumping that nigga. So wait a minute, B, hold up. Did they actually show Daniel whooping Kreese ass?
Yeah, you must have missed it then. They was fighting in the dojo. I think hit Johnny. Johnny was trying to help his son up, and then he hit Johnny in the head with that
thing. I saw Daniel show up, but then it was like they was kind of giving like a first person view from Kreese's view, and you saw Daniel charge at him, and then it was just like, it went to the next scene. It kind of like faded out and went to the next scene.
I thought I could have sworn they was fighting. He threw, one of them got thrown out the window. I think he threw Kreese out the window. And then he did that one move that cat did on him. Yeah, he paralyzed Kreese.
Because this was close point when he went to whatever that village was.
Yeah, he hit Kreese in his pressure points. Because he was like, okay. Miyagi beat you twice. And this is saying karate. It's some shit that he was saying. I was telling somebody, man, these dudes did not age. Like, they aged, but they look like they wearing cot like makeup to look old.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how are these motherfuckers in their 50s, mid-50s, but they still look like they should be like 20 and 30?
Well, shit, I guess not having, they ain't have to age because they ain't get much work after that movie.
What's the days playing in B-movies? I don't know what Brad Macchio was doing.
Nigga, going around being around Macchio, nigga, he couldn't beat nobody but Daniel's son.
Right. He didn't age at all. I guess it was hard for him to be casting in roles. And that one chick, Allie.
Elizabeth Shue. Yeah, she's been, because she was in The Boys.
Right, she was talking. She wasn't supposed to be in Cobra. The dude that was on set of The Boys asked her if she watched Cobra Kai and she need to be in it. She ain't got no choice. Like, that's his favorite show. She need to make an appearance. And I guess they called. She said she ain't seen them dudes since the first Karate Kid movie. Even though they be in the same set. But she ain't seen them since then.
So that was literally like a whole motherfucking, like a big reunion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that shit, man. I want them to like keep on doing like them backstories and fill the shit in. I like when Daniel went overseas or whatever, and he kind of like learned like a little bit more about like Miyagi and stuff like that. Miyagi post, I guess, them having the falling out. I would like for them to really show that.
Right.
Him and Miyagi falling out. How did they fall out or whatever? Like, what did that do to Daniels? Like, afterwards, we see he looks very affluent and look like he living good, but I'm pretty sure that shit kind of fucked with him mentally, at least when it first happened.
Right, we got to see, because you know he went to did they fall out before he trained another chick in the next Karate Kid movie or what? That's what I want to know.
Hey, wasn't that Hilary Swank?
Yeah.
Hey, man, they need to have her show up, dog. Go ahead and keep note. That shit was all a part of the same lore. Let her show up and get an episode.
That's what Will was saying. She need to come back.
She ain't even got a fight. She can just show up and just talk.
She doing these. She's still fucking playing in these big ass movies.
Yeah, well, big movies kind of. Nigga, she got that movie with Michael Ealy.
That's his name. What is it called?
I think it's one of the things where it's in theaters, but it's also directed on demand too.
Ain't nobody paying for that shit. They just gonna wait for this free. Shit, besides Cobra Kai, I ain't been watching nothing else for real.
I have been watching Bridgerton while I was watching it with my wife.
Everybody, and, what the fuck is it?
Dog, excuse me. It's like some motherfucking shit sitting like, I think it was like Britain or like olden times or something like that or whatever. These motherfuckers all regal and niggas walk around putting on like them damn parliament wigs and shit like that or whatever. And talking with such vigor and saying stuff like this. And basically, motherfuckers be on there fucking. Motherfuckers be on there backstabbing. Yeah.
That don't sound like my type of show. I ain't really watching nothing else. I ain't really watching no movies for real either. It's not repeat. I was watching the fucking Cult of Chucky though, man. That little motherfucker's still funny. The whole movie trash. But you get that dude in there, man. Girl, I'll be cracking up. And that dude was like, they were in a sane asylum, and that chick she was schizophrenic. And she was just talking. She was like, I don't see you. You're not even real. And Chucky was like, I'm here. And she kept talking to her shit. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, but that's
good. Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now somebody called while I was on the thing, so my fault. Which I do need to return that call, so yeah, we might need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I need to go get some Allegra. I could fit dying.
Right. Well, I want you to have to go through that. Oh, man. Hey, you got any parting words for the people?
As y'all witness, as the world turns. A lot of people are hypocrites. Like watching the whole Trump stuff go down with the Capitol and stuff. It's only good when it's in somebody else's favor. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. And I don't be listening to people sometimes. I just be like, nope, because if I do it, it's going to be a problem. But if you do it, you're going to like it. We've been growing up with this shit.
Yep.
You might have some people that you used to know like that. Like, but... Oh, okay. I see how it is. Don't let nobody tell you this and that. Oh, we're going to cover it up. You're like, you don't even know who this is.
Right. Well, it's like whatever. It's okay for me to do it, but if you do it, I'm going to wag my finger at you.
Right. Nah, that's not cool, y'all. Yeah. And Blue Lives is a job. So what you saying is... That police, I don't really got no problem with the police, man. Unless you do something to be, you know, I pretty much respect the law to the point because I don't feel like doing no bullshit in my life. But you just saying his job is better. So you got the blue lives, but what about does the military have a color? Do they? Because you know, it was mad about the flag when Cap was kneeling. What about the military?
What about y'all being mad now that these motherfuckers like literally stormed into a government building, and I think a few of them was like knocking down flags and shit like that. So were they disrespecting the flag, or those are proud patriots? Like, nigga,
they put the Trump flag in there.
it is going to get to a point where it's just like, dude, this is the worst I've ever seen race relations in this country. It's just like, and it's all because of that dude. That dude didn't got motherfuckers riled. He's basically did the white people what the government feared Malcolm X would do for black people.
He got y'all up out y'all skin, got y'all brave, and he got some of y'all shot up.
And more y'all gonna get shot up because while y'all talking about some, yeah, y'all better not come to my motherfucking neighborhood with that Black Lives Matter shit. Nigga, what nobody even think about going through there?
Here's my thing. Here we go. See, touch bases. Look. First of all, yes. You talk about your guns and such, you got all this. Look at your surroundings. Where are you at right now? That's where you're going to be at. You're going to be inside of your house talking shit. Because, first of all, the Black Lives Matter protests, they weren't at nobody's houses. They was down, like, in the central city protesting. You out way in the suburbs with farmland still. Ain't nobody coming out there. Well, they don't need to protest out there for what? That'd be stupid. That means they looking for trouble if they going out to farmland countries. They going like major cities and protest downtown, just like they was protesting the haircuts. Yeah, downtown. We not kidnapping nobody like y'all try. We ain't taking over no federal buildings like they made it seem like we was gonna do. We didn't burn down. Oh, shit, I don't know. They might have the rioters burn this shit down to the ground and they was looking to steal. I can't really deny that. It was on camera.
I mean, that's shit.
Any protest.
But, you know, man, I'm going to just say this. All of it wasn't them, because it would always be amazing to me that the protests would be all peaceful and shit when the people who was really there just for a specific purpose will be there. But I never fail. As soon as it got dark, you had more people come in, and then all of a sudden, that's when shit just popped off. So I'm thinking it's a few plants. I know a few people probably gonna say, well, why you ain't giving the same people credit for that? But they were not Trump supporters. Yes, the fuck it was, because y'all motherfuckers was acting stupid from the moment y'all got to that rally. What a peaceful motherfucker in the lot of them. Fuck that.
So one of the dudes at the rally is on camera. Yeah, I don't want to hear no fake news. He said, I want their heads on spikes. That's a threat. Yeah. I'll send you the video because somebody sent it to me. I was like, yeah, that's a threat. I seen an Indian dude walking in the protest too. And I was like, what the fuck? Never mind.
Right.
Not the Indian, like Native American, but from Indonesia or whatever.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. I'll go the same thing B said, man. Y'all just take care of yourselves, man. And these motherfuckers out here acting crazy or whatever, so do what you gotta do. I ain't trying to tell nobody to incite no violence. I'm telling people to protect themselves. Protect yourself, because one of these motherfuckers might get froggy. You might have to go ahead and cold cock their ass if they run up on you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully it don't come to that. Hopefully cool heads prepared. Hopefully you can walk away from the situation, because really at the end of the day, is it really worth it? It's, you know, it's not. It might be satisfying to you, but it kind of like gives, it kind of plays into their hanger. So
I think after everybody viewed the world acting like this, people are going to start being like, oh shit. Yeah, maybe we should come together.
Yeah, but y'all, this has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Again, if you want to reach the show, you can do so emailing uptownentboys@gmail.com. And we out of here. Peace.
Yo, see, nothing happens.